This particular study is intriguing. This is one of the first forays looking at any checkpoint inhibitor in the curative setting. So as we can all acknowledge, the field is quite crowded, particularly in stage 4 recurrent disease with virtually identical trials. So this was the first trial I'm aware of and locally advanced to test the notion of protracted immunotherapy after definitive chemoradiation. I was highly skeptical of the trial. We've not made any advances in locally advanced non-small cell really in the last 15 years. We've seen a progression-free survival advantage.
It's going to be really interesting how people react. Another thing I'm really curious about is what happens when people get pneumonitis. Did the trial, if you get pneumonitis, do you then don't go on the PD-L1 agent?
After completion of radiation, you had a month to enter the trial, and if you had symptomatic
just
pneumonitis,
you wonder what happens if you give an agent like this to somebody who's just gotten over pneumonitis.
They were registered after the chemo radiation, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
so you're culling out the folks that would have had pneumonitis. If you do the registration prior to chemo radiation, you're going to have a fair attrition rate.
Just out of curiosity, would you have concerns about that? If it turns out this is persuasive data and you want to use it, would you think twice if they had pneumonitis?
Yes, but so far we have not seen that evidence. I'm sure the interim analysis did not lead to early discontinuation. The study went on, and one thing I would say is that we typically see radiation pneumonitis a couple of months after finishing radiation, but by then these patients had to be entered on the study, so you would have still captured those.
So you really won't.
Radiation
is that true, though? Do you see it towards the end of chemo radiation?
The pneumonitis?
Yeah, when
traditionally, I see it towards the end.
While they're still getting it?
Usually after. The timing is generally 6 weeks to 6 months later.
Right.
So ironically, these folks, if they're due to get pneumonitis, would potentially manifest it while they're already on immunotherapy. And as Govindan pointed out, they didn't stop it for toxicity.
Right.
So this will be a true test, if you will, of whether or not immunotherapy can even exacerbate pneumonitis. I think the presumption has been that you've got to be really careful, that this is probably the least propitious setting to test these agents, but we'll certainly find out information regarding safety, if nothing else. A lot of other philosophical issues that are off topic here, but...
Philosophic issues?
Regarding the study, the PFS benefit, in my mind, is insufficient for standard use. In the curative setting, I need to see higher cure rates.
That's an ongoing debate, and I think
if there's a hazard ratio of 0.2?
0.2? Oh, yeah. For PFS.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a year's worth of potentially toxic therapy coming into the office every 3 weeks.
Not that it's going to be that, but...
Some itises, no doubt, hypothyroidism, pruritus, perhaps some diarrhea in a period where most people would simply be observed. It's got to be an awful good hazard ratio.
So what are you thinking right now?
So I think that Corey rightly framed this. It's a philosophical thing. What is the right endpoint? Even now, I still feel that the overall survival benefit would be an important thing to show in the curative setting. But in reality, I don't know whether we can show that anymore with our clinical trial, especially when the post-progression-free survival is significantly longer with modern new therapies. And if these patients end up getting checkpoint inhibitors in second and third line setting and have a significant prolongation of survival, for you to demonstrate an increased overall survival benefit, you have to have a very large study. And I think that may be a little harder to do.
There's at least one other factor here that we have to acknowledge. These therapies are expensive.
True.
Years worth of immunotherapy is easily $200,000, $300,000. From a societal standpoint, I think cure still needs to be the gold standard.